This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am at this linear time flow is just enter the February of 2020, the second month of the year. And you know, to be honest with you, I've been having a serious physical issue that low energies, and that actually influences other part of my being, such as the emotional roller coaster in, and mind is kind of unstable. So one of these moments that I noticed myself is experiencing, it's a wonderful opportunity to cleanse and observe and allow what's happening within and around. So thank you for connecting and allowing me in your experience so that together we can co-create and connect in this field energy of oneness to send the healing. Even we haven't met in person, we don't know each other in person, but energetically there is no accident. I'm a believer that everything happens for the reasons, and the giver of the reason is up to you for your experience, and mine for my experience, me for my experience. So today's focus I'd like to give is that you are not alone. We are not alone. We never be able to be alone. We are all connected. So that's what I would like to channel the energy and reminding myself, reminding ourselves, reminding you about something important to be reminded for our each day life on earth. After the weekly check-in, conscious breathing exercise. And after that, I would like to give a 3 minutes blind intuitive reading. Today's focus I like to give for a life path. And for the second segment. So stay tuned for that. And if you can also request your intuitive brain reading by sending me a personal message over Facebook, Twitter, at June Universe, one word, J-U-N-E, Universe, for choosing the symbols that represent the curious matter in your life, not someone else's. And let me know that category of that topic. Is that a love life or life path or career or family matter? And then that helped me read that energy without knowing your personal story and deliver the energetic insight intuitively as choices for you to become more aware before choosing for the next step. So that's for the intuitive reading. And first off, I am so grateful for to be able to connect and do the conscious breathing exercise. If you are feeling that some offness, and this is the time to connect to yourself and one another as one field of energy, so that may be use that energy all around and a human gift that we are all connected for your own healing for one another. And the first is always to start with ourselves, connecting ourselves, each part of us, our mind, feeling, and body as one here now at this present moment. So aligning, letting go of the past and then the future, and then all are happening here now, and just connect to your inner being with the conscious breathing exercise. Allow my voice guide your attention. Energy flows where attention is given. Your energy is being navigated by your attention. So the key is to consciously connect and use that attention to directing your power, your energy into your ideal. The goal here is to connect as one, each part of us, part of you, with that deep breath. We do 3 times with eyes open, wide awake. Ready? So let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go 2, 3, hold it, one more time, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go 2, 3, hold it. The last one with the silence, intaking all the energy, fresh energy all around you from your nose, and intaking into lungs and stomach, and circulate this energy in your entire body, and let that out slowly from the mouth, with no longer serving energy of the past, way of being, memories, experience, events, whatever that you learn it from there, and no longer needing to hold in here now for the next. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself. It's conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is Journey Universe. How do you feel? Do you notice before and after? Just a simple deep breath, connecting to each part of you and in our energy field of oneness we co-create together. So today's focus I'd like to give and channeling the energy is, you are not alone. You are not alone. This is a very timely reminder that to me as a healer, connecting and taking all this healing request, and noticing that when the healing request increases, it's something is happening in the universal
flow. It's not that personal. Beyond personal, of course, each individual has a personal story to experiencing that energy. However, that massive change is taking in the flow, then each one of us highly influence to this flow of the universe. So recent week that emotionally feeling so upsetting, whatever the information that you bumped into came to your awareness and a personal experience or your friends or your family or life is hard. The key is to acknowledge that and dealing with that emotion, never repress it. Our job is to finding the way to take care of the emotion, let that out in a healthy way. When you want to cry, find a place to cry, find a tool help to cry more. Finding a place that you can absolutely use that emotion for healing. Never repress. It's the piles. It's unhealthy. It's stuck and piles and create energetic blockages somewhere in the emotions and piles into deposit into the physical beingness. So that each chakra is needing attention to cleanse. So our observer observe that, hey, something is off, and then notice it and taking care of that. Embracing your time to connect to your inner being. And remember, you are not the only one feeling that. If you're noticing it, maybe you want to congratulate that flow connecting larger part of the changes also reflecting into your experience. So congratulate your awareness and learn what will make you feel to digest that emotion feeling. Is giving you a sign what is needed for what you want to experience in your life, more aligned to the true north, excitement, love, passion, feeling oneness to your spirit, your soul, your body, your mind, your emotion as a person, becoming who aligning to your wholehearted wished experience. This is June Universe. Hope this message is reminding and connecting to your alone time. And let us take a moment to connect and remind ourselves as one and send love for one another and being gentle to one another, starting with ourselves. Love yourself. Self-love is always a good beginning for loving life. So I'd like to move to the second segment for 3 minutes. Intuitive blind reading. Today's focus will be life path. Come and join. Click the link from the description. I see you there. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. See you there. Welcome back. So today's intuitive reading that I would like to give is from Life Path. So using 3 minutes connecting to this energy of oneness, I would like you all listener to embody the feeling you would like to experience. What I would like to experience the feeling is loving, because I've been so frustrated. It's a hard time loving myself, like a punching into myself that I wanted to do this and wanted to do that, especially when you are in a physical challenge. That's my weakness, and easily finding some point to complaining about myself. So, starting with the self-love, I would like to embody the feeling loving, using our together moments in this oneness today. How about you? Kindness is nice. Inspire, nice. Energize, nice. Hopeful, nice. Let's see. Yeah, hopeful. Because I just want to notify that when you are recently experiencing grief, that some important loved ones crossed the grid, went to the other side, it is really heavy, dark energy that you cannot ignore. Some heaviness and in our heart area. That's natural that loved one went to the other side and we are still on this earth reality in this physical. So just this, when it's happening to you, and just find a way to grieve enough. If you cover it up as a bandage on surface, it's gonna ruin that, you know? So just deeply grieve and take a time. And sometimes that time is hidden. It's one of the resource tool that we can cook. Let's say, like, you can marinate the vegetable to make a pickles. You do nothing, but just the time would create that change. So use the time as a remedy and being gentle to yourself and connect, commit to do something enjoyable for yourself consciously every day. Size doesn't matter. Picking some favorite flower to your room, or a drink to take, or visit the favorite place. Even the small, simple, easy things to do to show yourself love, to be gentle, taking care of your needs during this grief period. That's what I would like to send a healing for that. And thank you for requesting the healing. I'm sending light to those who went to the other side as an accident out of the blue. We congratulate that graduation on this earth life and sending light and love, seeing all of you crossing over the beautiful rainbow to the other side. Thank you. So I would like to start the 3 minutes blind reading, setting the timer for 3 minutes as usual. Today's pick is from Life Path, And when you listener, you when I'm delivering the insight for the reading requesters, I would like you to send a good thought to this energy requester as if they're experiencing your perfect way. And at the same time, embody the feeling that you chose. Did you choose your feeling that you like to embody? Mine is loving. So embody that feeling when you are listening, and then send a good thought to the requester. So when you send it out in this oneness, the universal energy return system is coming back to you to help you embody your chosen feeling. Mine is love. So that's something that we need one another to be part of this oneness. And thank you. I truly appreciate your participation in co-creation. Together, we can support more. So, all right, today's first symbol is a dolphin. Dolphin. Here's your 3 minutes, dolphin, life path. I'm getting sense that something about your spiritual belief is good to express in with the world and communicate with others as an open window. Maybe through the technology network devices would be good. And choose the color blue and pink would be more efficient delivery for your message that you would like to share. I feel that you are grounding with the business connected or something money connected idea, and feels like it comes to the circle of the completion when you work on it as you planned. I'm having a sense that your idea is very down the earth, solid, and your heart are attached to it. So it's good to be open and natural and willing to find the way that you can share your heart and smile in an open way. I got the sense that something creativity with the book is nice, and outdoor setting is always nice. Something holy about the your father's side already went the other side is bringing some messages. So pay attention to listen to the messages from that memories, or perhaps that are out of the blue, or the synchronicities that are helping you to achieve this particular goal that you've been working on for the last 4 years. I'm having a sense that it's been growing. It's kind of different shape as you would expect it, but it's all brand new, but the growing from the same roots that you planted or you wanted to have it for a long time. So good luck. I'm getting the sense that sometimes around March would be a good to change the pattern of the movement, and preparation would be good for the focus of this month, February. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Thanks for your request. This is Dolphin category of life path. That's very grounding. Okay, the next one is egg. Egg. Okay, I'm getting the sense that this very energetic flow is kind of you feel stagnant, and actually it's a good time to integrate a balance and harmony as what you think you feel better, but actually it's deserving more practical way to aligning. That means that it's supportive to what you need first in order to serve for what you want. I'm having a sense of something that old things are still attached to it, and maybe it can let go to clean up that space. I'm having a sense that old ideas, that it used to be very attractive, but now it's sort of like a dried out, and even if fading out, it doesn't much influence for what you are creating and for the next phase. I'm having a sense that new is becoming more useful, and it's part of your tool and your power, and it's an amazing possibility is opening. So your job is to give that focus and switch on to it instead of finding the old stuff chaotic to offness to bother in to turn that simply on possibility. I'm getting the sense that it feels like a jungle or very complexed. Many steps are required. However, it can be very simple as 1, 2, 3, go. Kind of simplicity can be there. It's up to you to choose, and you're ready for that to choose it as an egg is ready to be hatching. I'm getting a sense April, so stay focused to let go, create a space, let the old go, and trusting that new is already become your power. Good luck. This is the egg category of life path. I think I want to give another one for the quick, short one. The last one is piano. Piano. Let's see. Okay, I'm getting the sense that something the second story spacey building inside is really important for you to feel comfortable, need enough space, but it's sort of like conservative framework to play with in an open way that will make you feel comfortable and open and protected, and everything else inside of that framework would be totally creative and unique, and it's showing something new to others, connecting to your heart. I'm having a sense that unsure about how you're gonna repackaging what you've been doing it, so just pay attention to pick the indigo color, dark blue, wear in, and to use the color as uniform, and to show your message to the world. Everything else can be your unique way to decorate inside and out, will be free and give you more potential to go for true north. Good luck. This is piano category of life path. You can also request your reading by sending me private message at June Universe, Twitter or Facebook. Thanks for your request. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.